with populations exceeding 1 million. However, by 2007, this number had risen to 468. If the trend continues, the world's urban population will double every 38 years. The UN has predicted that today's urban population of 3.2 billion will rise to nearly 5 billion by 2030, when 3 out of 5 people will live in cities. In the 2000s, the largest megacity was the Greater Tokyo area. The population of this metropolis includes areas such as Yokohama and Kawasaki and is estimated to be between 35 and 36 million. This variation in estimates can be accounted for by different definitions of what the area encompasses. A characteristic issue of megacities is the difficulty in defining their outer limits. At present, 1 billion people, or 1/6 of the world's population, now live in shanty towns. In many poor countries, overpopulated slums have high rates of disease due to unsanitary conditions. The UN estimates that by 2030, over 2 billion people in the world will be living in slums.
Track 26.
A megacity is usually defined as a metropolitan area with a total population in excess of 10 million people. Some definitions also set a minimum level for population density, with a figure of at least 2,000 inhabitants per square kilometre. A megacity can be a single metropolitan area or two or more areas that converge or join together. This is sometimes referred to as a metropolis. Looking right back through history, for almost 1,000 years, Rome was the largest, wealthiest, and most politically important city in Europe. Rome's population passed 1 million by the end of the 1st century BC. However, during the early Middle Ages, its population declined to a mere 20,000. By this time, what had been a sprawling city was reduced to groups of inhabited buildings spread out among large areas of ruins. In 1800, only 3% of the world's population lived in cities. But this figure had risen to 47% by the end of the 20th century. In 1950, New York City was the only urban area with a population of over 10 million. And there were 83 cities.